to the galaxy. For a moment we were home in this town. They told us only play.
Welcome to Here I Am, a podcast that embraces the changes of the world and within, bringing you back to who you really are. I'm Anna East, and thank you for being here too. Hey everybody, welcome back to Here I Am, episode 17. The music you just heard is called Disco Queen by Muchacho. And each week I choose new music to feature. So if you'd like to submit your own music to be featured in this podcast, send it over to me. You know, I just have to say, if you liked the beginning of that, wait till the end. The end is where the disco really sets in. And why did I choose this song, Disco Queen? Well, I chose it because our guest himself is a disco queen or disco king. No, I mean, I chose it because it's a fun song, but also because I always have fun with Brandon, and I just felt that it was appropriate for the energy that we always have whenever we are together. So, okay, what are we talking about tonight, and who am I talking about it with? Well, we're talking about something that I personally have felt this entire year, literally from January 1st, before COVID, before everything, but I'm very happy to have started talking about it with Brandon recently. And what it is the idea of, as a creative or as a worker in general, rest versus productivity, right? It's always about finding that balance. And personally, again, from January 1st, I felt like I needed to rest. I felt like the world was on my shoulders. I was putting way too much pressure on myself to create, to create, to create. And I felt like it wasn't working. Something wasn't working. And I kept getting all these signals from everywhere to do it differently, to do life differently, to create differently. And I'm still now here in October figuring out that balance of work and life, they say, but I say work and rest. And, you know, I took a big rest, I would say, in the very beginning, and that was before COVID. And then COVID happened, and I was like, you know, I'm still exhausted, like even through everything. And of course, there's an added, like, collective level of stress that we're encountering still with everything right now with the pandemic. But I really felt like I still had more resting to do. And then, you know, as I finished my school semester and we were out of our lockdown, but I was like, you know, I don't want to start working again yet. Like, I'm still so tired. I still need to rest. And I think this whole year I've really been learning what the true meaning of resting is. And I think a lot of it honestly has to do with taking pressure off of myself personally, to be somebody for someone, to produce something for someone else, and to feel like I'm on somebody else's schedule and somebody else's, you know, time slot of their priority of yet I have to get things done at a certain time. Where, you know, now I'm learning that this rest, I think I have to do it for me and do things just for me and not have to answer to somebody all the time. So anyway, Brandon and I, we've had a fantastic conversation. I can't wait for you guys to hear it. I feel like he lays down a lot of wisdom and we discuss a lot of interesting factors about this rest versus work idea. So who the heck is Brandon? Well, he sent me a very modest bio, so I'm going to try and spice it up as I read it to you. Brandon Hunt is an actor and a voice actor, and he loves creating, photography, and gaming. He's kind of a pretty cool person, I'd say. We've worked together on a lot of projects over in Tokyo. We worked together, and we worked together on quite a few little film projects and things, and he's a lot of fun to work with. He's very open to collaboration, a really cool guy, and he's incredibly talented when it comes to voice acting. Let me tell you what. Oh my gosh, I love hearing him talk. I know he says he talks to himself all the time, but when he does his voices and he does his characters, I'm just like, whoa, like, I need to learn from you. You are so cool. What the heck? So maybe he'll squeeze in a voice if he might do something random. I should have, you know what? In the conversation, I should have asked him to do a bunch of voices for us. But that's okay. You know what? Maybe you won't hear it in this podcast, but we are working on a project together where you will hear a lot of his voices, and I'll be involved as well. And again, he's going to be schooling me. But stay tuned, because that'll be announced very soon, of a project we're doing together. And it'll be kind of similar to if you like podcasts, you'll like what we're doing. Anyways, Brandon is originally from Phoenix, but he has lived around the world, hence why we met in Tokyo. And he lives by the motto, don't forget to love each other, which is from Critical Role, which I think is perfect for him. It is so how he is. Yes, so Brandon and I met in Tokyo, and we have been friends ever since. I just feel like there's a level that we just get each other on, and it's always fantastic to have a creative friend to always bounce ideas back and forth with and to talk about things like when to hustle and when to rest, or do we even need to hustle at all? So without further ado, here's a conversation with Brandon. I hope you enjoy.
Brandon.
Yes.
Here you are, almost in the flesh.
Almost in the flesh, right?
Yeah, yeah. For everyone listening, it's kind of cool this time. I'm zooming him so I can see him.
That just sounds weird, though. Like, that'd be weird. But when you say, like, I'm zooming someone, it's like, what?
I'm zooming someone. I know.
I thought we stopped that
in high
school.
Start this one off on a weird note.
Yeah.
I know. Actually, well, then you have, like, cats that are, like, you know, they get the zoomies.
Oh.
My cat is a major zoomie.
Yeah. Doggos and cats doing the zoomies.
Zoomie, yeah. Best. I love it. So we're here today to talk about, well, I mean, both the good and the bad of, like, being in a workflow and also, you know, the pressures of the world. So I would have just introduced you to everybody, but can you tell us in your own words a little bit about yourself and what you have been doing, what you're doing now?
Yeah. Stuff never fails to make you go, okay. Even like in school when the teacher would call on you. Well, I mean, that's better. I'm an actor and a voice actor. You know, I've worked with Anna in multiple different acting jobs, and, you know, we've directed stuff together, and, I do photography. I kind of just do whatever makes me happy, I guess. But at the heart of it all, I love to act and do, voice acting as well, which is what I'm doing now. From Phoenix, Arizona. Yeah. Sure. I don't know where I'm going to end up, but, you know, LA is probably the goal. But right now, how the world is, kind of just taking it as we go.
This is the smart thing, you know. Just, you've got, I wish you guys could see his setup right now. I'm looking at it, and he's got like a full, a sound studio, or not a sound studio, sound booth.
It is. I record out of a studio, and, it's called an isolation booth for the technical term. This is where I do recordings for, you know, games, TV, animation, commercials, all those kind of things. Yeah. Do it out of here.
So cool. So I think it's really like unique for you right now, because it's not like that you've just done this. You've done so many different things. And I think with today's topic, it really kind of, it's, you'll have a really interesting perspective on like work pressures and also being a creative, because you're a creative in so many different ways, as so many of us are. But I think, this topic, I don't know if it deals mostly with people that are, say, content creators or creators in general, or if it also really applies to people that are in other fields, which I'm sure to some degree it does, which I have some questions about that later on. But I just think that with your background, and I may or may not go into this when I introduce you, but just of like, you know, we've worked together in live shows, we've worked together in lots of different ways. So I just, I feel... I guess I'll just start right from here. Like, where, like, have you always felt a pressure to have to constantly create, or did it kind of happen over time?
No, naturally. It's just, I guess, like you said, being a creative. Yeah, you feel that need to, well, if I'm not creating, if I'm not constantly exporting something or doing it, I'm not doing it correctly. I'm not good enough, or I'm not like everyone else. I have to go. And it's that pressure you feel. And it's, you know, it's understanding that pressure is going to come, but I guess it's taken me some time, but I've learned to just sort of, okay, it's okay. You're allowed to have rest days. You're allowed to relax, go to the beach or the mountains and just chill. But yeah, it definitely creeps in when, especially on social media, where it goes, you haven't posted in a while. And I'm like, yeah, I know. Okay. I know. I've been busy. I've been on auditions. I've been doing things. Like, calm down. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, especially with social media, right? I just feel like that actually amplified everything. As much as what a great thing that it is, I do feel like, you know, if I'm not posting that I'm doing something actively on social media, it looks like I'm not doing something to anyone.
Exactly.
You know, yeah. And I think when I was trying to think about this, you know, when I was writing out my questions, I was like, for me personally, growing up, getting into acting so young, I was taught from a very young age, if you're not constantly hustling, especially living in Los Angeles, like if you're not always hustling to make your work better, to give yourself more opportunities, to be there when right place, right time, whatever, it was like such a pressure to constantly be turned on, you know, in a mental way, I should say. But it's just like that was constantly the pressure, and there was like not much balance, and it was almost like it was glorified. Like as I then grew up into thinking like, yeah, work is my number one. I have to be fully into my work and nothing else, which gave me a ton of burnout very easily, very quickly. Like I was burnt out from the time I was 14 years old. But then I feel like I was, you know, then getting into YouTube. But when I started to get into like more behind the scenes stuff, like writing and directing and camera stuff and whatever, photography, videography, it was like all these YouTuber people I also would watch would be like, you want to make money? This is what you got to do. You got to hustle. You got to, you know, burn yourself at both candle at both ends, you know, and that's the only way for you to stand out, which is wild because I was like, yeah, okay, I have to do this. But it felt from the get-go like wrong to me. Like it really did. And the ways of like, I was excited. I thought it was like purposeful, but then it still felt like it wasn't sustainable and I was tired.
No, yeah.
You know, and then like my work would be crap and then I wouldn't want to do it. Then I would just like step away and become just like, I would, you know, I wouldn't exist anymore as an artist because I was so tired.
No, and that's the thing is, you can't see it on the podcast when Anna was explaining how I rolled my eyes when it was like saying like, you have to burn the candle at both ends all the time. Like it's, there are those that feel that way and sure it may work for them, but for the vast majority of people, no one can sustain that. And you're going to do exactly what you just said is you're going to burn out. And especially with creatives, with whether it's art or whether it's acting or, you know, voice acting is very, you know, intimate and personal thing that you have to do is, you know, you have to 1 second be yourself reading for a commercial. And then the next minute, like, you know, you might be a giant troll or you might be like an evil wizard or the hero slaying the dragon. Whatever it is, you have to, there's no costumes. There's no, you know, sets or the director going, all right, action. You have to just be here talking to yourself and be that and imagine that stuff happening around you. So it's very intimate. And it's very creatively taxing to consistently switch in between all of that. And this is why we do it, is we love it. And that's why I do it. But yeah, if you don't take a bit to recharge those creative batteries, or if you don't take a bit to just do things you love outside of art or creating, you're going to burn out when it just becomes that all the time. And like you said perfectly, just there's so many people out there that saying, that's the only way to make it, kid. If you want to do it, you got to do it this way. And it's like... yeah. I mean, in today's world alone, especially with COVID times, I don't know if that's a touchy subject, but like, especially with COVID times, like, I mean, it truly is flipped everything on its head. Anything can happen from anywhere, and any path can get you there. Like, I know people who have made viral TikTok videos, and now they're doing video games now, and just because people heard them, or same thing with YouTube. And but there's also people that just do the audition grind, like you were saying, like networking and going out and doing the grind. So now there's, like, tons of different paths, and it's not one set path. Everyone has their own, everyone has their own thing. And
yeah,
I just, I don't know. It just so sad seeing so many new people or young creatives come in and they hear those words and they try to burn themselves out. And I'm like, no, don't do that. Don't do that. Like,
right. Well, you know, it's interesting too, because, like, you know, creativity, there are methods to where, like, say if you're a writer, you sit down. Okay. There are methods, you know, that are put out there, like, as if you were a writer, you could, I've read books where, you know, they're like, make time for writing every single day, give yourself that block of time that you're going to sit down and do it, which is good to have some structure, right?
Yep.
And to set kind of parameters around your creativity so that you do get stuff done.
Yep.
But I do think there's like a push and a pull to that, because I personally have had over the past year of my life, a big, beautiful lesson in creativity. And a lot of it, whenever I'm feeling like I have nothing to give, what helps me the most is to just intuitively do what, like, comes naturally to me and not put any pressure on myself to create anything.
Yeah.
And just, like, do what comes natural. And usually I end up creating something. Like, sometimes, yeah, I've got this big, huge wind of inspiration and I'm just like, awesome, this is my next big project. This is what I want to do. You know, that happens. But that doesn't happen all the time. And although it is, I think it's a good time to structure and, like, time to play and explore.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say, like, to expect anything from that time, because, you know, I think that is, like, a thing. It's like almost like putting creativity does not work like a machine.
No.
And
no,
I think
no.
we've been building ourselves, and the society wants us to work like machines. So it's just like with everything else, you know, in society, it's like, oh, well, you can fit your creativity right into that too, right? You want to work as an artist, so you got to do. You know, for me, like, right now, it's like, how would I sustain making great content to build a following, to get great job, like, jobs that I really want to do? Do I need to put something out every single week? Like, or do I focus on making really good things and put those out when I finish them? Like, what? It's all like, oh, so much, But yeah, it's. I think I'm definitely learning that right now, of kind of figuring out what's a healthy balance for me.
And that's the best thing, is balance. Some people, like me and you, are very big, like, creative, close to perfectionist. Like, we like to make things as best as we can, and, you know, so that's great for a lot of things, especially when you're doing the job, because they know you're gonna put your all into it. But, you know, it can also be creatively taxing. And, but with one thing I've learned, you know, fairly recently within the last year or so, is a lot of my inspirations in voice work or acting in general, they do this big thing where a lot of times creators try to do the perfect. Oh, I got to make the perfect thing. Or I got to fine tweak it till it's ready. And then I skip out on weeks of not posting anything or getting anything out there because I'm focusing on this one thing. And a lot of them are saying, in today's world alone, it doesn't have to be perfect, but get stuff out that are that is just freeing and fun. Like the everyday, you know, little TikTok funny video you make. That no one's going to have, you know, Hollywood quality video on a TikTok. No one's going to have that, but at least it gets your face out there. So that way, when you do post the big video to YouTube or whatever, they have a small leading paper trail to you, or they have something to get to you. And I was like, oh, that makes more sense. Because, I mean, Anna and I have a mutual friend, Hannah, and she's a big on YouTube, and she's always posting. But sometimes when we talk to her, she's like, it is, you know, she is always working towards the next video. And, you know, there's been times where I've been like, how do you do it? Like, how do you?
Right.
Oh, my gosh. But all of her content is so good. And there are those people that can just, you know, wow and go, oh, my God. Yeah, we're all not Wonder Woman or anything. So I definitely can't do that. I'm like, you know, I audition every day, but to be able to put out full quality stuff, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to stick to the smaller things that I can do. But yeah, work, they sometimes they do. They want you to be, well, if you want to be an animator kid, you got to make sure you do this. And you got to make sure you put out this stuff all the time, 24/7.
Yeah.
And it just makes, I just want to sleep sometimes.
Oh, I know. Well, I think it's funny because I'm like, I am a much better personally. Again, this is all personal. It might be better for other people. Everyone has their process.
Yeah, everyone has their process.
Like, I'm better at doing everything in my life when I've slept properly and I'm taking care of myself. And I make space for myself, like, in my life to do whatever it is I want to do. Like, today, I, for instance, sat down for half an hour and I just pulled tarot cards for myself.
I'm proud of you.
Because I was like, this is, like, something that's kind of maybe seems silly to a lot of people, but this is something that will make me feel better about, you know, life, more calm, more centered. So I'm just going to go ahead and do this for myself, right?
Who cares what the other
people
think?
Or eating, you know, whatever it is. But it's just, like, there's different things that, you know, I think, like, building in rest, which I think, like, COVID in general this year has also shown people that rest is actually important.
Oh, it's so important.
You know.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Like, I think it's, and it's, I think it's a silver lining that it's told everyone across the board, look, we're all human beings and we all need to do this.
Yes.
You know. And it's not just one of us or a few of us or the lazy ones, it's everyone. And it gave everyone kind of an excuse to be like, no, I'm just going to sleep a little more. You know, I'm going to not put as much pressure on myself to do anything or to create something right now. And I think I'm hoping that, you know, some, at least a lot of people are hopefully feeling like they've gained some sort of like a less pressurized life, you know, in terms of needing to be someone, needing to show off this thing for somebody else.
No, I think exactly that. It's been a, for some, it's been a relief. For some, it's been, I know for me, for alone, it's been a relief coming from, you know, doing multiple acting contracts and always having to hustle and do the work and everything like that. I always forgot to breathe. I always forgot to just sleep and eat normally.
Stop and smell the roses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what do roses smell like? I finally learned. And it was just, for a small time, it was just, and then the world went, oh yeah, there's not going to be any of that for a while. And then I went, ah, and it was a different kind of sigh. But it is nice to have these times to understand that it rest is important. If anyone's listening to this, make sure you drink water and you rest today. Like,
yeah. Oh yes. I'm going to put that on my wall.
that's one of the most important things. We all love coffee. Yeah. I love it. I'm drinking it now. But also, I've drank in 3 cups of water before this coffee. So make sure you do that if anyone's, you know, if anyone's worrying about themselves and listening to this, please do that. But yeah, you hit the nail on the head. Rest, especially during these times, is important to be able to do whatever it is, whether you're working at a bank, whether you're, you know, being one of the frontline workers still out there chugging along every day, or you're, you know, a struggling creative like me and like, you know, so many other people. It's important to rest and take care of yourself. And these times, I think, have heightened that to 200%.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I there was a woman, well, she's a writer, an author. Her name's Glennon Doyle. Mm. And she, I've been following her on Instagram as well. I love her books as well. But she was great. When like, everything was pretty much in lockdown in March in the U.S., she started doing these, like, daily talks with her followers of just, like a check-in sort of thing, and it was really sweet. But she was also just saying, she kept saying, like, what is it? The jig is up. She kept saying that. She's like, the jig is up. Everybody sees everyone now. Yep. Like, all this stuff that we were all trying to, like, preface, like, that we're all okay. Everything's fine. We're machines of human beings. We don't need, you know, things like rest and things like support and, like, love and whatever. It's like, we'll be fine, you know? And she's like, the jig is up. Everyone is at the same level playing field right now because if it, you know, as far as this is happening collectively to all of us. So I think, like, yeah, I think that was kind of a great silver lining as well, that I think hopefully a lot of people were able to experience of seeing. Brandon, have you noticed that people in your life are connecting a little bit more authentically?
like these days?
Yeah, I can notice a lot with my friends. I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't live near my friends right now just due to COVID. So I work very remotely, but I'm able to still keep in contact with all of my friends, you know, socially distanced and, you know, Zooming and all those kind of things. But I think, yeah, like I have friends I haven't talked to in years, or just, you know, we were acquaintances or something. We have reached out and been like, how's it going? Like, not, hey, how's your day going? Or what you been up to, bro? It's how are you? Like,
yeah,
as a human and your mental state in your today's world, how are you? Because, like, please ask me how I am. Like, it's like that kind of feeling. And I've noticed that a lot. Like, me and my friends, my two best friends and I, we have a group chat together. And every day, like this morning, we check, how's everyone's day? How we doing? We check in. Anyone need anything? Like, not just like, hey, like, have a good day. It's, do you need anything from us? Do you need an ear? Do you need, you know, comforting words or something? And I've never had that before in life. It was always like, all right, man, see you for lunch, or, you know, talk to you on PlayStation tonight or something. Like, now it's, hey, all that included, but now it's, how's it going? How is life? Mm-hmm. How is it treating you? How's your mental state, if, you know, out of everything? So.
Right.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree that many people are, in my life in general, we're all connecting way more on a personal and authentic level than we were ever before.
Yes, I definitely agree. Like, I've seen it across different friend groups that I do have, like, how much more everybody has really reached out to each other. Yeah. And it's been so cool because it's like, actually, even just today, I have a group counseling that I do with my school. And at the end of the session, like, we've all decided we wanted to say, like, you know, something that we're either grateful for or that we, you know, have appreciated either with the group or outside of the group. And I just was like, you know what? Like, I'm so grateful, like, right now today for, like, the friends and the family and the people in my life that have been so supportive of me as of recently. Like, whether it's just with my emotional and mental state, you know, checking in on me, you know, allowing us to connect with each other a bit better, or, you know, helping me through, like, when I had, you know, surgery, my mom was like helping me, you know, just regardless. I was like, you know, I haven't always felt that way, like with friends and family. And I just was like, I feel like it's definitely a growing, blooming thing in my life is to actually have, like, true support from people. And I was like, this is really cool.
It's so nice.
You know?
Oh, it's so nice. Ugh.
Yeah, yeah.
I love it.
Would say, like, honestly, the best part of this year has literally just, like, been my friends.
Yeah. No, I would agree. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, so all that, like, this is so wholesome.
And
coming back to, you know, the topic as well, like, I really think that all of it kind of intertwines with the changes that we've all been, like, experiencing with our work. And I've honestly heard a lot of people say, like, they don't want to go back to the grind of life. I have a friend, she works in productions, and I think she's a PA, but she was just like, I signed up for a 5-week job, and she's in week two, and she's like, I'll get through this, but she's like, I'm reconsidering, like, just a few things of, like, do I want to be working these 13-hour days? Do I want to, you know, that kind of stuff.
No.
So, anyway, my question for you is, you know, if you feel similarly to that of, like, being a little bit apprehensive of getting back into the grind that we had expected of ourselves before COVID, if you're feeling that way, what would you like to do moving forward to make sure that you don't slip back into that? Or if you feel differently, what is it?
Well, my grind is a lot different nowadays. Before, I was doing stage and screen and even, you know, production stuff. Before all of this, and that grind is real. The 13-hour, 14-hour days. I mean, anyone who's, you know, done that kind of stuff, you all know it's a lot, and it's very taxing. And but now my grind is a lot different. Like, on average, I'm doing, you know, anywhere between 4 to 10 auditions a day virtually. You know, submitting MP3s and, you know, looking for casting calls and networks and stuff like that. And so that's my grind. But I think the main thing that I do is to allow myself days off. Like, a lot of time creatives feel like they can't take a day off.
Absolutely.
But, like, even, you know, even movie stars, if you're looking at, like, Morgan Freeman or, you know, Halle Berry or anything, they all have days off. They all have days where they go to the beach. They chill. They are, you know, with their families doing something because, you know, they've earned it. They've worked hard. They've done their job and they get a day off just like you get one, just like anyone gets one. But in this, you know, struggling, free, you know, young creative vibes we all have and the pressures of social media, we feel like, oh, I can never take a day off because if I take a day off, Instagram algorithm will kick me out.
It's right. Oh,
it's okay. It's okay. You're allowed to have days off. And I think that's what I really focused on is, you know, I may do, like, you know, this weekend I took a weekend just to, you know, go into the mountains away from everyone, away from the COVID world and just relax, breathe some fresh air and relax. And safely, of course, definitely wearing the mask and doing all the social distance stuff from all the, like, trees and don't touch me, you may, someone may have touched you, cause, that kind of thing, but... But yeah, it was just, it was so nice and refreshing to take a weekend and be like, this is it, you know, it's a day off. And I think that's my biggest thing is learning that it's okay. I don't have to audition every day. You know, I take my weekend how I see fit or how my mental state needs and go about my life and it'll all fall into place. And I wish so many other people realize that and do that.
Right.
And if you are struggling with it, understand it's okay. It's okay. We all do it. I have actor friends, you know, Anna included, and myself. We all do it. So do it. Relax. Take a breather. Turn your phone. Turn your stuff off. Or if even if your phone, do things that make you happy. Like me, it's like D&D and video games and photography. All three were, you know, completely different things. But all of those things make me happy and recharge my batteries. So I make time to do them.
Yeah, and how cool is that? I just feel like a lot of what you're saying, too, is that you're taking time to just be a human being and to just be Brandon, not Brandon the person who has to make something for somebody, not Brandon who has to, you know, create something for someone or whatever, produce. Mm. It's like you're just being a human being. You're just letting yourself totally, like, relax and you're not answering to anyone, which I think is just, so great. And I think you really also hit the nail on the head when you were just saying that so often as artists and people in general, I think a lot of people don't have an easy time turning off or taking a day off.
No, they don't.
You know, and like for me right now, I'm you know, I've been perpetually in school while working, you know, and trying to do my own creative projects, which oftentimes lends me to not being able to take any time off. And I think like that is part of the balance that I'm excited to have, and I need to make sure that whenever I do graduate, especially, I start building in better habits now.
Yep.
To let myself take a break so that when I get into the working world, I'm not still just overworking myself
and
you know, doing what you were talking about of even not just one day, but what if you took 2 days off?
They you can't know? Do that. No, you can't do that, girl. You can't do it at
right,
all.
Right, right. No. Yeah, yeah. And yeah, so it's just... I think it's that's an awesome, awesome point that you've made. And I also, you know, I was always so curious... You know, being friends with you of how you did work, because I'm like you. I felt like you were pretty good at getting things done, putting things out there. You know, creating stuff. And sometimes when you're in your flow, it doesn't even feel like work, and you're just doing what you're doing. You know, but then there's other times where I'm like, gosh, when I was really struggling to just like feel inspired to make anything or to finish something or whatever it was, I was like, how do these people do it? Like, how do they continuously do it? Because I was like, I'm so tired, and I think part of this too. Is also just the amount of pressure I'd put on myself, like you had said, to be perfect about whatever I was putting out. But that's a different conversation, I feel. But, you know, I think, like, taking a lot of pressure off of ourselves is really, really important.
Well, and that's the thing is the pressure is – a lot of times the pressure is what destroys the creative is art, no matter what it is, singing, drawing, you know, acting, you know, culinary, whatever your art is, whatever you like to create, It's all done from a place of passion. No. And I love this quote. One of my favorite voice actors said it. No one is putting a 99.9% of the time, because you never know what's going to happen. But 99.9% of the time, no one is putting a gun to your head to tell you, be an artist, to do it.
Oh, my gosh.
No one is doing that.
That's what it feels like sometimes. That's so funny.
We do it because at the end of the day, we love it. And if you don't love it, you're going to burn out real quick, or you're going to be like, this is a lot of work for no payoff. Welcome to being an artist. And, yep. I mean, it's, you know, for voice acting in general, I mean, you, like I said, I submit. And you most of the time, 90% of the work we do as voice actors, you don't book the job. You don't get it. Like, you just submit into the ether, and then you're like, all right, that's it. And, you know, sometimes it's even less than that. But you do it because you love it. And no one is putting a gun to your head to be an artist. So when you put the pressure on yourself, you're putting that metaphorical weapon against you. And now you're breaking down. And so many people need to realize that it's okay. Just do what you do because you love it, and it will show. And that's, and like what we were talking about, you know, just prior, that's it. People who create, or people who receive what you create, whether it's casting directors, whether it's, you know, museum artists, or even just people who want to commission art, or, you know, taste your food, or do whatever, hear your music. The people that are usually successful, and why do they have so many followers, or why do they have, you know, so many people connections, is because they're showing themselves. People don't want a filtered version of you. I mean, we can see it. People can smell it. Like, I use the Kardashians as an example. No one really knows who they truly are. It's just they have so many filters and so many, you know, they have to be seen in the right limelight that it's all kind of fake. People want real, authentic things. And when you're real and authentic in your art, in your acting, in your drawings or whatever it may be, it shows. And so if you find the time to connect with who you are and do the things you love, and take the pressure off, it will show. And and thank you for the compliment. And I sometimes feel like I'm not producing a lot, and I sometimes don't feel like I'm in the rhythm or putting it out. But that's, I think, the major thing I focus on is just doing things I'm passionate about because I'm passionate about it. At the end of the day, I do it because I love it. Right. And I hope someone out there loves it too. Like, that's why I do it.
Right? Oh, isn't that it? Yeah, I think that's fantastic advice, is at the end of the day to do it for those reasons. Because, I mean, it's funny when you said, like, no one's putting a gun to your head. I was like, oh, my gosh, obviously nobody is. But I have put that on myself for so long of, like, that I have to do that, you know, and that I would just drain myself out completely. I would, tear myself apart because of that. So take it from somebody who's done it. Don't do it.
Yes, don't do it. Oh,
and like you
gosh.
Said, it come back to the reason why we even get started in the first place is because it brings us joy, and because, you know, we want to. I think that's a really great place, honestly, to almost end it. And I feel like I just want to know, you know, for everyone listening, how can everybody support you after hearing your wise words of wisdom?
How can everyone support me? I guess, you know, I'm sure Anna will link the social media links I have and website and stuff. But honestly, just the best thing, like, I don't even ask to support, like, me in general. Just if you find artists or anything like that, buy their work. Commission them for art. Buy from small stores. If you need, like, if you want stuff voiced for a project, a Kickstarter or something like that, obviously feel free to message me. But, like, you know, put it out there to people who want to create, especially during these times. You know, this could be a shameless plug to just, you know, plug myself away. But, like, my stuff will be linked if you care to follow along or you care to see or hear anything. But, like, yeah, final message is, like, support the arts, guys, especially during these times. You know, there's the Amazons, there's the big name brands you can go buy from, or you can, you know, buy from people who are taking this time to create the things they love and buy equally quality goods from people who you will, you know, benefit them having groceries this week, or, you know, paying a small voice actor or something, you know, hey, I need this voice for a podcast, or I need this voice intro for a little commercial for our little online website. You know, put some money together for that voice actor, and you've paid for their, you know, equipment. You've paid for their rent or something. Like, that is what we can do during these times. That's, like, the biggest thing, I would say.
Absolutely. Well, and thinking about it too, just like also during these times, what have we all turned to help us through all
arts.
This?
Arts. We've turned to the arts.
You know? So absolutely. I think that's a wonderful way to pay it forward. So yeah, Brandon, is there anything else you'd like to say before we wrap things up?
No, I mean, check out any announcements coming later this year. Anna and I have a surprise for you guys coming up later this year.
That's right.
We're in the works right now. We're excited about it. And yeah, just keep a lookout for that. Other than that, I can't really announce anything since everything I do is like quiet. You can't really say anything. So, yeah.
All good. Well, when you do finally announce things, then I'll be like, look, this is the person I talked to that you love.
Well, I hope.
There you go.
Yeah.
Go support it now.
Yeah.
So, yeah. No, Brandon, thank you so much for talking with me.
Oh, my God.
Yes. I could have talked to you for like 2 more hours.
I mean, we do,
you know.
Girl. We talk all the time.
I know. We can talk it up. But anyway, thank you so much for spending some time with me. I feel like this is a really great conversation.
Having me.
And I think it's something that, I mean, personally, I'm glad that we had this conversation.
Always.
Because, you know, sometimes it feels like you're all alone out there in the big world.
Yeah. And you're not.
But
you're not alone.
And you're not.
People are going through it from every walks of life. And, yeah, I mean, literally all over the world, we have friends that are going through the same thing. Seven, eight, nine different countries, guys, and they're all going through the same thing. So.
Yep. So with that said, yeah, thank you, everybody that's listening to this. You know that you're also not alone. Hence why I even made this podcast in the first place. Like, just, you know, reach out if you need to. I'm accessible. You can find Brandon, all of his information, if you want to get connected with Brandon, in the episode description of this episode here. And yeah, I guess that's it. Thank you so much, Brandon. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And I'm just wishing you all like a really great week. I hope you like find some lighthearted moments and some smiles.
Yes.
And get some good belly laughs if you can. And otherwise, just take care of yourselves and freaking rest.
Yes. Rest.
Rest. Drink your water and rest. All right. Okay. Well, Brandon,
Anna,
I love you.
Love you too.
I'll talk to you after we end this.
All right.
Everyone else.
Sounds good.
Have a great night.
See you guys.
Yeah.
Caught with my tongue tied, lost in a landslide, wandering outside, can't talk, don't have time. Dancing queen, young and sweet, with a disco ball above us shooting light into the galaxy. For a moment we were home in this town. They told us only play the hits, 'cause we'll need a soundtrack as we wander through the barren west. And we knew we weren't alone in this life.